Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me the hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey friends, welcome to episode 244 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, doing something a little different this week. I've got a fan who is 30 years younger than me talking about today's wrestling and kind of what got him involved, what brought him to the dance, and I just kind of wanted to get that teen perspective to see what it is about wrestling today versus what it was when I was a kid and when I started watching wrestling. And I'm obviously recording this portion after the interview with Hunter Woodworth, who is a Stride Pro Wrestling super fan. And I found in the conversation that it's a lot of the same things that brought all of us as young fans to watch the show: the larger-than-life characters, the chance to escape. But I'll let Hunter put all that into his own words in just a couple of minutes. I also want to remind you about Stride Pro Wrestling, because we do talk about that throughout the show. August 3rd, it is hot August night. It is happening at the facility in Carterville. We hope that you come out. It's going to be a big night of great wrestling entertainment, family-friendly entertainment as well. And as I mentioned, that's how I met Hunter, was through Stride Pro Wrestling. He and his mom would come along with his older sister, and sometimes nieces and nephews were in tow, but always a fun time with Stride Pro Wrestling. And you know, fans young and old can come out and enjoy the show. You can also enjoy the many shows here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Greg Mahochko has two shows. It's the Five Heart Podcast with Nebraska Cornhusker Athletics. Then Greg and Mike Luther, who is co-host of the year. I still don't do that as well as Greg. They host Nerds United. And then Chad Smart, who has been a guest here on My 1-2-3 Cents, is also the host of Positive Cynicism, and his show drops every Tuesday. And I am actually in the process of rebooting this podcast and kind of following Chad's model, and I have given Chad credit for this before. He does the rotating co-host every week. I've been trying to do that, but there have been some weeks that have been harder than others to get someone, so it's just been me. But what I'm going to start doing, hopefully starting next week, is having four different monthly shows, kind of like how Chad does on Positive Cynicism with his four different core shows. He has different co-hosts lined up for each of those. I'm doing something similar, but we'll have rotating co-hosts for three of the topics. But I'm looking to do something called Two is Greater Than One, which will be a permanent co-host gig for Heath Hatton of Stride Pro Wrestling. We'll explain how that phrase and how the name Two is Greater Than One developed. I'm also looking to do a program every month called What If, where myself and a co-host will delve into a scenario, current or in the past, and say what if, and then kind of speculate on what we would have liked to have seen or what would have happened, kind of playing that armchair booker. Wrestling with the 80s, we'll look back in the golden era of wrestling, in my opinion, and you know, some fun times when I first became hooked. And I will talk to fellow 80s fans for that. So that'll be the grumpy old men yelling at clouds episodes. And then Wrestling Under the Influence, which is where we will pair a craft beer or a beverage of some sort with something going on in the, or something that has happened in the world of professional wrestling. So I'm looking forward to all of these. And if you are listening right now and would like to be a co-host for some of these shows, and I can do these over the phone as well. I like to do them in person, but schedules are tight and tough sometimes to do it in person. to find that time to record. So hit me up on the My 123 Cents Facebook page and we can talk, especially the Wrestling Under the Influence, which is fun and it can introduce myself and listeners to other kinds of craft beer out there. So I am looking forward to some of the changes that are being made, and I hope that you will continue to listen and share My 123 Cents with others, and hopefully we can continue to build the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, because at the end of the day, that is the objective here, is to get out to as many listeners as we possibly can. Friends, thanks so much for listening this week, and stick around for my special guest co-host, Hunter Woodworth.
With wrestling superstars, it's like having a real match right in your own home. Yes. There's Jimmy Superfly Snuka. The Iron Sheik. Hulk Hogan. And Big John Studd. And now you can fly them and flip them in the Swing 'em, Swing 'em Wrestling Ring. Wrestling superstars and new wrestling ring, each sold separately from LJN.
Hey friends, as promised, my guest this week is Hunter Woodworth, and I wanted to bring Hunter in. As I explained in the introduction, Hunter is a young wrestling fan and perhaps the youngest guest to ever be on My 123 Cents, the podcast, other than my daughter Brooke, who, I had on for a brief moment last year after Roger Mathis slammed her. I met Hunter, though, through Stride Pro Wrestling, and I wanted to get a young fan's perspective of everything. So, Hunter, welcome to the show, and kind of tell everybody a little bit about yourself. I know that you are going into your sophomore year of high school. Is that right?
Yes, it is. So, 15 going to be a sophomore soon, so it's going to be fun.
So tell me a little bit about your wrestling fandom. When did you start watching pro wrestling, and who kind of got you into it?
Well, I've always been watching wrestling. My mom is a big wrestling fan, so whenever I was young, she'd turn it on, and I loved it. And I was the biggest John Cena mark. He was my favorite. I got a haircut just like his in 2012.
So, okay, you kind of went out there. Who did you say you were a big fan of?
John Cena.
Okay, John Cena.
Yeah.
So, if that would have been 2012, you would have been, what, about 8 years old, I guess?
Yeah, something like that.
So, is that kind of part of your first memories of wrestling, or the John Cena era? And, because obviously he was on top for quite a long time. What was it about Cena that resonated with you as a young fan?
I don't know. I think it was just how colorful everything was about John Cena.
Well, and it seems like, through the years, it kind of became popular to hate on John Cena, and, he even embraced that and never really wavered from that good guy image that he had. What do you think of him today? Because when I was younger, and I started watching, I was a bit older than you when I started watching, but Hulk Hogan was the man, and I was a Hulkamaniac. Yeah. And then I went through a phase where it was like, okay, Hogan sucks, let's put the belt on someone else, let's do something different. And I think that becomes kind of a natural thing when something kind of becomes stale with us. Did Cena ever become stale to you? What do you think of him today?
Well, I think he's a great person, and I think he's a great wrestler, but I personally don't like his character.
Mm-hmm.
I started to not really like him around 2015, 2016. I started getting into more like Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked his feud with AJ Styles. Can't remember what year that was with the club and everything.
Yeah. I believe that was about 2016. So it's an interesting, because to me, you are in a lot of ways like I was when I was a kid. I loved the WWF back then, but I liked all kinds of wrestling. I wasn't just a WWF guy. And that's kind of been your perspective as well. Do you think that, guys like Seth Rollins, had you seen him as Tyler Black on the indie scene? Were you aware of the indie scene as a younger child? Because obviously now it's so readily available to so many people to kind of keep up between AEW and some of the other smaller companies through streaming services and just internet and YouTube. I think there's a lot more opportunity for a young fan to kind of get entrenched in the business.
Yeah, I understand that. But whenever I was watching wrestling a couple years ago, 14, whenever, I didn't know anything about the indies.
Mm-hmm.
I only really got introduced to the indies whenever my Uncle Shannon was the manager at the Coin State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
They had a wrestling show there with USA Championship Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet Jerry Lawler there. It was pretty fun. My uncle actually had a match there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I started going to more USA Championship Wrestling shows, and that's where I met the most over wrestler in the world, Tyler Heath Hatton.
Yeah, so that's an interesting because our worlds kind of intersected there unknowingly, because I knew Burt Prentice, the promoter. He actually hooked me up with an interview with Jerry the King Lawler back in 2013, and
yeah.
USA Championship Wrestling was airing on WSIL, the TV station that I worked at the time, and he had asked me to... When I got to the show, because I was not dressed to ring announce, but I did announce one of the matches that night, and it wasn't until, I think that was in 2014 when that show happened, but it wasn't until 2016 with Stride Pro Wrestling, and you mentioned meeting Tyler or Heath Hatton, who wrestled for Burt in USA Championship Wrestling and then started Stride Pro Wrestling. So were you and your mom coming from the very beginning? I'm trying to, in my mind, pinpoint when I first remember meeting you guys, because you two have been, and your sister have been, you know, I call you guys the Stride super fans, because I know you haven't been at every show, but you have been to damn near every show.
Yeah. The first Stride show we went to was the one where Tony Flood and Jerry Travelstead, had a ladder match for the Legacy Championship.
It okay.
It was in Pinckneyville.
Yes.
And we went to every single show except for one. Besides, it was the one where you guys had it outdoors.
Yeah.
The name of it was.
Yeah, that was the Christopher Homecoming show last summer.
Yeah.
And I remember, because that was, we had a lot of shows going on, and then it was, we took a bit of a break. So what is it for you and your mom? Because I can remember when I was a kid, it was my brother, my dad, and my uncle. We would go to NWA shows or to WWF shows. And there was just something about that experience of getting to hang out and kind of, you know, see these larger-than-life characters. What is it, though, about, because you and mom have traveled to several different shows, whether it's indie shows or WWE shows. What is it about those experiences that you enjoy?
You get to, you know, hang out with people, and that's an aspect I really like. I really like hanging out with you and Stride roster after every single show.
Yeah, I should note that Hunter and his family, they come early, they help, and they stick around afterward and help clean up and take the ring down or whatever. So that's part of the reason why they've been dubbed Stride super fans as well. And your mom works for a nonprofit up in the Jefferson County area. And you guys have put on, or she has helped to organize several fundraiser shows. And you've got to meet a handful of former WWE superstars, for example, James Ellsworth. I know you guys hung out for a bit. What has that been like as a young fan, getting to kind of meet these guys that you see on TV as well?
Dude, it's been awesome. The first former WWE wrestler I've ever met was Jerry the King Lawler.
Mm-hmm.
And he let me put on his crown, and it was great. And for my birthday that year, he sent my Uncle Shannon a picture of him holding up a sign that says, "Happy Birthday, Hunter," and my uncle showed me that, and it was awesome.
That's cool. That's very cool.
And he also gave me, my uncle, and his wife, three tickets to Survivor Series that year, 2014.
Oh, yeah.
John Cena versus The Authority.
That was the one in St. Louis where there was a very important debut that night.
Yeah, Sting.
So talk to me a little bit about that, because what has been in your young life, because I can remember being in the crowd for certain moments. You know, I've been to several WrestleManias, and I've been to several events where something significant has happened, and it's kind of stayed with me. And now, obviously, through the power of television and through the network, you can go back and watch these moments too. But what has been, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot, what has been your favorite or most memorable experience in person that you were a part of, that you were in the crowd for, whether it's WWE or even something that happened, you know, at a smaller show?
Yeah, it's got to be whenever Sting returned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, debuted. But at the time, I had no idea who he was.
Really?
And then because John Cena was my man at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And over the years, I learned about Sting. He had his match with Triple H, where the wrong person won.
Yeah.
And I loved whenever Dolph Ziggler, I think it was the sole survivor
uh-huh.
of John Cena's team at Survivor Series. And then everyone in the crowd was chanting, what was it? Na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye, all that.
Uh-huh.
They were chanting that for a solid 10 minutes. It felt like, and I had that stuck in my head for the next 2 weeks after the show. I was like in Hucks, just singing that.
So when Sting comes in, do you go back ever at all and watch some of the older stuff? Does your mom show you the stuff on the network that happened maybe when she was growing up, when wrestling was obviously in a much different place than it is today?
She doesn't really do that. I haven't watched a lot of the older stuff, but that's a good idea. I should do that.
Well, what is it about wrestling in general, though? Because, you know, we've talked a lot about WWE, and we're going to transition more into the indies, but what is it about wrestling that you enjoy as an overall experience? Because obviously you talked about Stride and how you can hang out and talk with the guys, and there's a lot of indie companies that are like that you kind of form that relationship with the performers. But WWE, that experience, if you get to meet anyone, it's usually at a high premium that you've paid for, some sort of meet and greet experience or whatever it is, and it's just a quick handshake, hello, and a photo. What is it though about, you know, wrestling in general that brought you to the dance, so to speak?
Well, for me, it's kind of like a way to escape from everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if something bad happens in my life, I usually watch more wrestling. Like, whenever my grandma passed away
mm-hmm.
last year, I really got into wrestling. It's just a way to escape the quote-unquote real world sometimes. So, yeah.
I understand that, and it's definitely a healthier alternative to some of the other things that you could do to escape from reality from time to time. AEW is obviously making a lot of waves, and I know on Facebook you put together predictions, and you have a lot of the guys from Stride, and then other fans will weigh in and vote on WWE events, but also AEW. What is your impression of AEW without having seen them with their weekly television show that'll be on TNT this fall?
I think that they are putting on great shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that... I think that the shows after their Double or Nothing event have been slightly worse than Double or Nothing.
Okay.
So that kind of worries me whenever it comes to their weekly TV. But I have faith in the Bucks and Cody and Kenny. I think that they're one day in the future, maybe whenever I have kids, that I think they're going to be as popular or slightly more popular than WWE. But I don't think it's going to be like a Monday Night Wars type thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. So when you obviously are watching WWE, you know, that's very accessible. Back in the day when I was a kid, tape trading was a big thing where people would record shows from where, because wrestling was not, well, there was no internet, obviously, and wrestling wasn't as mainstream as it is today. So whenever you lived in a certain area, like, for example, where you live, you probably would have picked up. Do you pick up any of the St. Louis TV stations up in Mount Vernon?
I don't know.
See, back in the day, you would have watched probably, you know, there would have been a handful of promotions that syndicated their programming in your particular market that you would be watching. For example, the IWC, I believe is what it was called, aired on WSIL, but it might not have aired in Chicago. So then I would live here, I would record that show and then send the tape off to a friend that I've met in Chicago, and then they would send me some Chicago wrestling or whatever the case may be. And so that's how the tape trading stuff kind of worked. And so you were getting familiarized with other companies and other products. Obviously, though, with the internet and the network and all these other promotions, it's easier to do that. So what outside of AEW and Stride, which we've both talked about, and then WWE, what else have you seen, or what else are you watching, or what else do you want to learn more about?
Well, before Stride, I used to go to almost every USA Championship Wrestling show.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really been going to any of those lately. And I kind of want to get into ROH a little bit more.
Okay.
Like, there's a tag team in ROH that I know from USA Championship Wrestling. They were with Dalton Castle. They're called the Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew them as the Tate Twins. And they were heels in USA Championship Wrestling. And I just want to, like, follow them a little bit more because I kind of saw how they started up, you know?
Absolutely. I totally understand that. Let me ask you something, too, about your fandom with Stride, because obviously when you go to a wrestling show, part of the fun is, and you know, it's highly encouraged, especially at the smaller indie shows, that you make your voice heard, that you cheer for your favorites or boo the ones that you don't like. You, on the other hand, tend to cheer for the bad guys and boo the good guys, specifically referee Lane Austin, who I think fun relationship with. But what is it? Like Dexter Roswell, for example, noted bad guy on the Stride roster, but you not only cheer him, but you wear his merch as well. And I think that is an interesting turn of events, because he comes out and insults the crowd, but obviously he has a fan in you. So what is it about the bad guys that you like more so than the good guys?
Well, I don't really know how to answer that. But like breaking kayfabe, mm-hmm. you know, I really like Dexter Roswell as a person. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy. Same with Tony Flood. Completely breaking kayfabe right now. hopefully Tyler doesn't beat me up.
He only listens to the shows he's on, so you're fine.
Oh, okay. Nice. No one clip what I just said and show it to him. And I think it's more fun to boo the faces,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes they don't know how to react, and I find that really fun.
Yeah.
And I find it really fun to just give people crap for no reason, especially Lane.
Yeah, Lane is a great guy. We all, you know, Lane's story, we've talked about it before. He's gone through a kidney and pancreas transplant. He is getting stronger, though, and is back at Stride, which I'm glad to see Lane back. And I know you kind of rib him every once in a while. You guys are usually sitting in the front row, and you make your little, you can't count, or Lane sucks, and then he comes out and chases after you. And it's kind of become a regular part of the show, too. So from that perspective, what, you know, you're you know, the fans have almost come to expect you to kind of ridicule, especially Lane from time to time. So how is that as a fan to kind of know that from your other wrestling fans? And I've imagined you've made friends with some of those fans as well.
Yeah. I think it was really fun whenever Lane just came back at one of the shows. I forgot what show it was. And I was booing him. And almost everyone was giving me dirty looks. I found that so fun.
So do you ever think about or aspire to get in the ring yourself? I know obviously you're 15, so you're still a few years away from that legal age to start training and getting in there. Yeah. But is it something you've ever thought about? I know Uncle Shannon has done it a couple of times. Yeah. What are your thoughts on a career in pro wrestling?
I would love to train to wrestle. Like, I don't even care if I'm on a show, as long as I can take a couple bumps in a ring before or after the show.
Yeah.
It just, ever since I was a little kid, I would, like, climb up onto my mom's dresser and jump onto her bed halfway across the room. Broke a couple bed frames doing that, and it was the funnest stuff.
Yeah, that ring's a little different than a mattress, but I know you know that.
Yeah.
Cuz you've obviously helped with it and you know, taking it down or putting it up, because you know these fundraiser shows, and I know your mom's working on something for later this year, and we're looking forward to that, coming up to Mount Vernon again and putting on another show. As we start to kind of wind down, Hunter, what else as a fan, what do you want to see out of wrestling? What do you want to see out of Stride? What if you had a magic wand, if you had the book, so to speak, what would you do in WWE? What would you do in AEW? And what would you do with Stride?
Well, I don't really know. Like, I want Stride to be as big as it possibly can be. So, because I love all you guys that work there, and just I hope that in the future, Stride is as big as at least ROH or Impact or something like that.
Well, thank you. We love you too, despite sometimes when Lane or some of the other good guys come after you. We all love you too, guys. We love you and your mom and your sister and appreciate the support that you guys have given us. In WWE, you know, obviously they're going through some changes right now. What direction would you like to see them go in? Are you happy Brock is the champ again? You talked about Seth Rollins earlier. Are you still a Seth Rollins guy?
I respect Seth Rollins for his work ethic and how good he is in the ring. I just don't really per se like his character. And Brock as the champion, I don't know how I feel about that, because if he's there at least twice a month, I'll be fine with him. But if he does like what he did last year, whenever he has the title gone for months at a time, I hate that. I think that part-timers like him take away spots for Ricochet or Cesaro, Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I completely understand that. So who would you like to see kind of take WWE into the next phase, the next generation, if you will? You mentioned some really big names there, a lot of potential for sure.
I think that with Paul Heyman now running Raw, or should be running Raw soon, I think that whenever Adam Cole and the Undisputed Era get called up from NXT, I think that they are going to be the face of the company.
Interesting.
Or should be. Yeah. That's my wild prediction for 2020.
Okay. I like it. I like it. So, what about AEW? Is there anyone there that stands out to you, or are you going to kind of wait and see once things kick off on TNT later this fall?
I love MJF.
Okay. Again, one of those guys that you're supposed to boo, but, you know, I think with, and obviously this is way before your time, but the Stone Cold Steve Austin kicking off the Attitude Era, or part of that Attitude Era, I kind of became hip to like the bad guys and the NWO and whatnot. So obviously MJF is one of those guys I think a lot of people are watching and have a close watch on as well. Hunter, is there anything else you want to add before we wrap things up?
Well, I just want to say to everyone listening that make sure to come to Strive Pro Wrestling's next show, Hot August Night, August 3rd at 6:30. I think it's set on Facebook.
Yep, that is right.
Yeah.
You're my new pitch, man. Yeah, it is Hot August Night, August 3rd. It's going to be a big show leading up to our even bigger event going on at Rent One Ballpark in Marion, Illinois. That's happening on August 29th, so I'm looking forward to what the next probably 4 to 8 weeks of Stride has to do, because we've got a lot of shows booked and coming up, and I'm sure Hunter and Jamie and everyone else in the Woodworth family and clan that comes down will be ready to go. Hunter, thanks again for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much. This was great.
Absolutely, and I look forward to seeing Hunter and his family again on August 3rd and hope that you come out as well. Everyone, thanks so much for listening to My 123 Cents, the podcast. We'll be back next week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.